live for you, wasn't it?
Hello and welcome to the worst idea of all time, episode 51, coming at you live from Joshua Tree, just outside of Los Angeles in California, America.
Yeah, we're in a national park now. What up? It's like an unspeakably beautiful night and we're inside a camper van.
Kindly provided.
Hey, how do you like that? No light?
This is a good idea.
Okay, cool. We're in pitch blackness
now. A camper van kindly provided to us by Juice Juicy.
Hey, this episode of the podcast is proudly brought to you via us by means of Juicy.
Juicy Rentals.
Juicy Rentals. And can I like wax lyrical about this bitch and ride for a second or two?
Yeah, tell me about it, bro.
It has tricked the fuck out. Like, there's two cookers in here. There's one that's built into the van and one that you can take if you're a camper.
We haven't cooked anything from the van.
But I bought chili. I've got a can of chili, remember?
But it's nice to have the option.
I'm going to cook chili later. You're going to love it.
Are you going to cook it tonight or in the morning?
The doors are electric, which was a real mind fuck. Like, they're sliding
doors.
Be
honest,
it's a panel van, but they're automatic doors.
This is something we need to talk to Dodge about rather than Juicy, but I don't think you need electric closing doors.
Yeah, guys, you're like over-engineering.
You're overthinking it. We can just close the van doors ourselves.
It's easy, bro. I've done it so many times before unaided.
I've had a lot of practice. I'm really good at it. I actually kind of enjoy it.
What else are we rocking? There's USB ports in the like center
console. There's a solar panel on the roof. There's also an apartment on the roof, what we call penthouse.
Well, we call it that because that's what it's called, because it's got a label on it called penthouse. What it is it's basically like this wind-up, semi-rigid, like pop-up tent that you sleep in, and you can get to it. It's like it's on the roof of the car. It's fucking crazy, guys. You gotta get one of these juices.
you gotta get one of these juices.
Because that dog gonna hunt.
That dog ain't gonna hunt.
We at the hotel. We were staying at the Standard on Sunset, and there was this beautiful
thanks to Cine Family
beautiful waitress who we named Deirdre. Deirdre? Sweet D. We called her Sweet D. I still to this day have no idea what her actual name is.
She was from the south of America.
Yeah, and we were like, teach us a cool southern saying, and so she. She yelled at her coworker, who I think was he from Louisiana?
No, he was from, he might have been.
Oklahoma.
Who knows?
He was from Oklahoma.
He looked like he was from Oklahoma.
And he
real Oklahoma vibe on his face.
Like, without missing a beat, he just goes, "That dog ain't gonna hunt." And I didn't even know what he said. What he said is, "That dog ain't gonna hunt.
And then we spent the better part of the morning speaking in southern accents like this. And saying that dog ain't going to hunt.
Oh, that dog ain't going to hunt. You think that you're going to get out in the desert and record a podcast after watching Grown Ups 2 for the 51st time in a juicy van? That dog ain't going to hunt.
Well, hey, guess what?
Hey, wait, before I forget, we've got to mention our second sponsor of the episode.
That's right.
And that is Simon Orr. And I am in awe of Simon.
Yeah, thanks very much to Simon as well. So here we are. We're in the desert. We've just watched Grown Ups 2 for the 51st time in our lives.
And we're in America for some reason, and none of this is making any sense to me right now.
Yeah.
You know?
The reason that we are here
is
because we've watched Grown Ups 2 51 times.
Isn't it amazing that if you do something absolutely bafflingly stupid enough, amazing things will happen and people will throw money at you to travel to another country.
Yeah, thanks. So it's also brought to this episode's brought to you by the fans. Thank you.
Yeah, anyone who contributed on our Indiegogo, you're a bloody legend, as we say back home in New Zealand. I've become so sensitive to my New Zealand accent since being here, dude.
Yeah? In what ways?
Like, so we were at a party, folks, in Malibu last night, and we were hanging out with a bunch of really cool teenagers. But we're 27, and we're not used to being old yet, because we're still in our mid-20s. But we were like, oh, no. And then also, it was real weird, because we're New Zealanders, and both Guy and I have quite thick Kiwi accents.
We were coming in pretty hot. We were freaking out.
Oh, man. I scared the shit out of
them. We were freaking out a lot of teenagers at the party.
Yeah. It was like the Kmart thing, but at a slightly different age range. All over again. We're just worrying people in America. That's what we say back home in New Zealand. We say, if you're freaking out the sheep, you're worrying the sheep. You've got to be like, No, don't make all that noise in your Jeep. You'll worry the sheep.
You'll worry the sheep.
We're worrying the Americans, bro.
Who cares about whether or not sheep are worried? Sheep just want to eat grass and, like, walk around with each other.
Yeah.
You can't worry a sheep.
Do you think they experience worry, or is that just a construct we've attached to them? because we like to make everything about us.
I think you can startle a sheep. I don't think you can worry a sheep. I don't think a sheep can be worried about its life.
Imagine if you couldn't startle a sheep as well, though.
You cannot startle this sheep.
Are you a sheep? You're an unstartable sheep.
Yeah, I am a sheep, and you cannot startle me. Anyway,
I want to talk about one of two things. One of them's either the movie, or the other thing is a neat story about that party. But I'm going to leave it up to you, Guy.
I really don't want to talk about the movie, bro.
Oh, so you want to talk about the other thing?
What's the other thing, Tim?
I'm not going to do it, because it's up to you. Okay. It's your call to come out of the closet.
I'm comfortable sharing this with the podcast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It was a pretty funny thing happened to me this morning. I'd slept in the fantastic penthouse apartment on top of our juicy camper. I woke up. I was still a little out of it.
It's about 7 a.m.
Little hazy from the night before.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've got to go. I've got to do a wheeze. Yeah. So I get up. I like somehow jump. There's a ladder, but we didn't have a ladder up. I fell.
I heard it happen. I didn't see it, but I heard you hit the gravel.
I fell from the top of our camper van onto the gravel driveway where we were staying. Yeah. And then I lay there for like, I don't know, a couple minutes because it hurt.
Yes.
Then I got up, pulled down my pants and started urinating. And then I was like, oh, I got to do a fart. I'm going to do a fart now. And then I shat myself. I completely shit myself.
I'm pretty sure I heard the moment. Like I heard a very wet fart, and I'm pretty sure I heard a noise resembling like an uh-oh, like a noise of regret, verbalized regret on your behalf, like something has not gone terribly
right. I shat myself at a mansion in Malibu, and then what I did is I said to Tim, hey, Tim, because we were sharing our penthouse, I said, I shat myself, can you give me something? I pretty much took off the underpants, threw them over the fence. Yeah. Tim gave me a towel, kindly provided to us by Juicy.
Yeah, Juicy, I'd recommend that you burn that towel if we don't do it first.
I wrapped the towel around my waist, put on a t-shirt, and walked through the house past all these sleeping teenagers who had just been freaking out the night before.
They were climbing out, man. They were good sleepers.
Went and cleaned myself up.
You know what my favorite bit about the party was? They were playing Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water on repeat about 100 times in a row at the maximum volume on some very loud speakers. And like there was normal party music going on in the normal party area of the house. But in this other wing of the house, just blaring out.
It's a very
Bridge Over Troubled Water again and again and again and
again
and again.
It's a unique thing that they were doing at the party.
It was fucking crazy.
So now that we've talked about that, Tim.
Now that that's off our chest.
Can we knuckle down and get to work,
we
please?
We bloody should, because we're not here.
Can we roll our sleeves up?
Yeah.
Bloody put a belt on, put on some steel cap boots.
And our big boy pants.
And go down to work.
Down in the mine.
Can we go down the mines and talk about grown-ups too?
Excuse me, elevator operator. I work here in the mine, and I need you to take me down to the bloody depths of the 51st watch.
That's right. Hey, so this is the second to last time we've watched Grown Ups 2.
Oh, interesting choice in tense there for that sentence.
I don't know.
You could have picked either, and I think it would have been somewhat correct and somewhat incorrect.
That's okay. Tim, you asked me a question during the movie. You said, am I going to miss watching Grown Ups 2? Am I going to miss Grown Ups 2?
Will you?
No.
Will you miss me?
Probably not.
Mm.
Like, we live nearby.
Yeah, that's true. We do stuff together.
We'll still be friends. Like, I cannot fucking wait to stop watching this movie.
That'll be good, eh?
The movie was happening tonight, and I just could not for the life of me look at the screen. I could not bring myself to look at the tablet and watch the movie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not usually how the movie-going experience goes.
No, we usually knuckle down.
Well, what I'm saying is usually when you go to a movie...
Oh, I see.
You like to watch the movie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if we're not, like, capable of looking at the screen anymore, that the movie's having an adverse effect on us.
Well, yeah, but that I mean, you're saying that in a way like we're suggesting the movie is bad. If you watch any movie 50 times, on the 51st one, you're probably going to avoid the screen.
I'm going to venture out on a limb here.
Now,
and
you
say,
be careful. Now, hold on, guy. Stop for a second. Okay. Think about what you're saying. I want you to really watch yourself out there, buddy.
I'm going to tell you that,
hold on now,
no,
mister.
You can't
you're
stop
in a minefield.
Me. I'm going to tell you what I think.
Oh, God.
I think Grown Ups 2 is not a very good movie.
Oh, Guy Montgomery, how dare you?
I think the fact that we've watched it 51 times is ridiculous.
Yeah. Do you want to know what I think?
What do you think?
I think you're a real piece of shit, Montgomery. I respect you, but I fucking hate
you. I respect you, but I do not like you one jot, not one iota, not one scintilla, not one atom of your being.
Scintilla?
There isn't a single atom of your being that I like. I respect all of the atoms which comprise you, Tim.
Yeah.
But I do not like you. I don't like what you're doing.
Ball.
I don't like the way you carry yourself as a human being.
Yeah.
You're a real piece of shit, Tim Bat. You're a real piece of work.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know. Like, what are you going to miss watching Grown Ups 2?
Certainly not. Certainly not. Some people have asked that in earnest, like it's a serious question. Like, you know, because you do it every week and isn't it part of your life? Hey, guess what, guys? That's a bad example. I don't know how to pick an example without sounding like hurtful to a particular set of people, but it's like chemo. It's like, I'm not going to miss chemo.
But it's not chemo, is it?
Of course it isn't, but I'm just saying.
But that's the example.
I'm just saying.
Fuck, there's a beautiful night sky out here. Can we go outside, Tim?
I would love to. Oh, you mean now?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I'll have to carry the bits and the bobs.
We'll do that after.
Yeah. We're going to go for such a good
walk. We might as well do some features while we're here. We've made up these dumb games that we play. The first one goes like this. Papa Doms, Patty Schwartz,
party time.
It's Patty Schwartz, party time.
It's Patty Schreiber.
With Patrick Shriver.
Sorry. Sorry about
he's
that.
He's Patrick Schwarzenegger and he's with us in the desert. He's driving the van really fast. Patrick, watch out. There's a coyote in front of us. Patrick, you'll kill the coyote. Patrick Schwarzenegger just murdered a coyote in cold blood.
It's not called murdering when you're driving a camper van, Guy. It's called vehicular manslaughter.
Well, whatever he did, he sure wanted that coyote dead. Yeah. What did you enjoy about Patrick Schwarzenegger's performance?
I enjoyed the vengeful look in his eye every time a coyote was on screen in the movie. Because, to be fair, when a coyote kills your grandma, you got bones to pick.
A lot of people don't know this about Patrick Schwarzenegger, but both his grandparents were...
both sides. Both sets.
Yeah. Four
both grandparents on both sets.
Four total grandparents were murdered.
In separate incidents.
By a vicious pack of coyotes.
It was the craziest thing. It was the same coyotes.
Yeah.
But they...
they had a real vendetta.
The coyotes are big fans of divide and conquer. So they managed to... basically create situations, scenarios where they would get each one of Patty Schwartz's grandparents alone in a room and then just fucking devoured them like while they were still... It's horrible to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty gruesome.
It's very insensitive for us to bring it up now.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, he did really have a vengeful look in his eyes in all those scenes, didn't he? He was looking out for coyotes to kill.
My real Patty Schwartz party time is there's a wide shot which lasts for about, I don't know, 3/4 of a second during the rendezvous with the grown-ups at the quarry, and it's when he does the Taylor's doing the wolf whistle to summons all of his brothers from the frat, and Patty like chucks his arms up in the air, and his arms seem to go up in time with the guys coming. So, like, as the numbers increase, so do Petty's powers. And that is displayed by Petty with his arms going up.
Good work. Good work, Patrick.
Good work, Tim.
Good work, Tim. Yeah, I was getting there, bro. Okay, just give me a second. Good work, Patrick. And yes, Tim, you too. Good work, Tim.
Thanks, dude. Thanks,
I didn't really have a Patty Schwartz party time this week. I thought it would be pretty funny if Patrick Schwarzenegger, if he secretly went out and got tattoos of our faces.
Yep. Love it.
On both of his butt cheeks.
Love it.
But obviously that would be a funny thing that's probably not going
to
happen.
That'd be funny if we did the reveal to Patty. We sent him a photo on Twitter or something, being like, which will happen.
Yeah.
This is a few days away. This is happening really soon. We'd be like, hey, Patty, guess what? Your face is tattooed to us, both of us, full grown men.
How will he feel about that?
No, but imagine if he tweeted back and he was like, guess what, boys? Already got you.
And I got you covered.
He had a tramp stamp of us. That'd be bitching.
That would be dope. How do you think he's going to feel? We're like reappropriating his face.
I'm just going to explain what happened there. So we're in pitch blackness. And
the strobe on.
Yeah, I've got a torch hanging up in the van. And I just need to check periodically we're not going to run out of batteries on the mic thing. And the torch occasionally will click into strobe mode, and Monty is a big fan of it.
I'm a big fan of the party.
Look at this, when I knock it.
I feel like
when I hit it like that, oh, now we're at a party,
whenever we talk about Patrick Schwarzenegger, there should be a strobe light
going.
Oh,
that's making me feel really ill. I'm turning it off immediately. There we go.
What was your shining light, bro?
Well, I tuned out of a lot of the movie, bro. We basically just had a big chat while it was on. Like, we were looking at it.
This feels like a... Because the Cine Family event will be... we're sharing it with the fans, but this feels more like a sort of a personal...
Oh, this is like a goodbye...
Retrospective.
It's like a goodbye.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it in those
terms. Time to say goodbye. Yeah, you got it.
My voice is fucked up at the moment.
That's
man.
All right. That was really
it's that real
was
fucked
that,
up.
That was in that movie Step Brothers or whatever.
Do you know I went
That's
to high
a funny
school?
Movie.
Oh no, sorry, I went to intermediate
Do you
school.
You know I went to high school with Will Ferrell.
I went to intermediate school with Hayley Westenra, and she sung that on like the last day of school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was in a musical with Hayley Westenra.
That's a really interesting fact about you, Hayley Westenra. For all of
people who don't know.
Our listeners who don't know who Hayley Westenra is, she's a very successful New Zealand opera singer.
She's a national treasure.
They call it popra what she does.
Yeah, just because she's young though, she's singing opera.
It's a pretty easy thing to do, isn't it? You just put a P in front of the word opera and suddenly it's a different word. It's popra.
Mm.
Popra.
It's funny the labels we all come up with, isn't
Potpourri.
It?
Potpourri is a fun word.
Yeah.
Potpourri is a good smell. There's a lot to be said about
What's
potpourri.
What's potpourri though? Because that's another
no,
different
it's got to be the same thing.
Potpourri
I think you've
and
just been,
potpourri.
I think you've just been mishearing potpourri.
Oh, really? I think potpourri is a dish.
There's my suspicion is you've been
What the fuck is that car doing out there, dude? It's got its
That's all right.
headlights directly in on us.
No, it's just parking.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Or going for a drive. That.
Do you know what I would do if I owned a vehicle?
Drive it.
Drive it where, though? Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Roll up
to the mystery tour and roll up.
It's an inspiration.
Roll up to the mystery tour and the Steve Busey mystery tour is coming to take you away.
Coming
to take you away. Take you today. Guy, what you might have noticed, or maybe not, is that I skipped a syllable in there because one of our fans tweeted at me and said, why the fuck have you guys... Oh, no, it was on the Facebook. He goes, why have you never said the Steve Buscemi mystery... Oh, fuck,
Steve Buscemi mystery tour.
Yeah, like that. Like, roll it into one and then you don't have to force an extra syllable into the Beatles song.
That's why it works. And I don't think it works. And just for clarity, Tim, I don't think it works the way we do the theme song.
But I appreciate you getting in touch and we gave it a go. And now we know on our second to last one.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you in general, I think the theme song's terrible.
Oh, I see, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I enjoy singing it with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve Buscemi mystery tour. Steve Buscemi has suffered an injury, as you all know.
Well, I took Patty. I think you should.
He's left Buscemi. with 40% feeling in his body and his arms are permanently in the touchdown position. Mm-hmm. What could cause this very unique injury to...
Can you see that light out there?
Steve Buscemi. Yeah, I can see that light out there.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Is that a hiker? That's really
weird.
That's
a weird light.
Because what we're looking at is the desert and like a lot of rocks and stuff. Like no one should be out there.
And far off in the distance is a torch.
A really bright light. And it's moving kind of strangely, like not walking.
Someone's probably just going back to their car.
Yeah, I'd say so. But it's kind of late to be out there.
I was in the middle of speculating about what caused Steve Buscemi to suffer from this very unique injury that he's suffering from.
I'm kind of freaking out about this bright light outside.
I wouldn't worry about the bright light.
Okay. Oh, my God. It just went out. Are you looking at it?
Yeah,
it's changing color, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
It went red. It's a white light and it went
not.
Red briefly.
You're an idiot.
No, it did.
It's someone walking with a torch.
Okay. You're probably right. Let's continue as planned.
Or it could be a UFO. We are in America.
Yeah, boy.
If I was an alien, I would definitely go to America because you get the most press there. That's why all the aliens go to America. We watched Independence Day the other day. That was a funny movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Steve Buscemi Mystery Tour. What caused Steve Buscemi to have this very unique injury? He was driving a scooter down to Venice Beach so he could have a beer with his old friend.
Uh-huh.
A beer and a taco. You're not listening to me. You're just looking at this guy.
I am listening to you, but it's two people and they're here. They must be in that car that's behind us.
Absolutely.
Or they're park rangers coming to question what the fuck we're up to, in which case we're in a bit of trouble, bro.
No, we're not.
No, they are going to a car. We are fine. Okay, we're good. Oh, they are going to that parked car behind us. They're going to fuck off.
Of course.
Now we're really alone, guy.
Occam's razor, bro.
Now it's nice use of Occam's razor, bro.
Thanks, bro.
You're totally right. That was the correct application and conclusion.
Steve Buscemi is on his scooter going down to meet a friend for a beer and a taco at Venice Beach.
Yeah.
He's driving the scooter pretty quickly, too quickly if you want my honest opinion about and he goes careening right in a comical fashion right through a red light, right through a volleyball game on the beach. He's arrived at the beach now, right out into the ocean.
Mm.
Just blindly driving a scooter into the ocean.
Mm.
The scooter stops, obviously, as anything that hits a body of water when it's in motion will do.
Sure.
You know, I was once riding my bike back home from school with my friend John O'Gould, and he turned to me and he
quick
said...
Quick shout out to John.
Yeah, and he turned to me and he said, "Do you think I can ride this bike across that pond?" And there was like a full...
Well,
like
is John O'Gould Jesus?
And there was like a full 30-meter pond to our right. I was like, no. And he's like, I'll bet you $10 I can.
And?
And turned his bike and rode into the pond.
And
made it out about 2 meters before it just stopped.
Yeah, and no he just shit, Jono.
Went toppling off his bike into the water.
Jono's a fucking lawyer now, dude. That's a concern. He's not a bright lad.
It's a pretty stupid thing to do.
Oh, bad at physics, good at law.
Anyway, yeah. Steve pretty much did that and a shark came and it didn't bite him obviously, but it just nudged him really like powerfully because the water is the shark's natural environment.
Nudged him powerfully.
Yeah, it was a powerful nudge.
That's a very interesting verb and adverb.
It was a very interesting injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not what you'd expect to happen.
Nah, dude.
A lot of traffic through this part of town.
Yeah, it's still not that late, even though it's really dark here in California because it's winter. It's 9:15. So people will be doing their thing.
Shout
anyway,
out.
Anyway, hey, thanks for the Steve Buscemi Mystery Tour. Shark attack, but not in the way that you know it. A powerful nudge,
well,
ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
No, yeah, and it was whatever happens to him happens.
Yeah, as a result of riding his scooter too fast and blindly through a red light on Venice.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a lot of sort of cohesion to the Steve Buscemi Mystery Tour this week, but that's what you get. Sometimes you open up the oven and the bread's not cooked.
You go, that dog ain't gonna hunt.
And you go, you shouldn't have put the dog in the oven. Get the dog out of the oven.
Do you reckon that's how hot dogs got invented?
Get the dog out of the oven. My parents are coming over for dinner.
Someone put a dog in the oven accidentally. No, dogs love weird spaces. So do cats, right? So a dog jumped in an oven. Owner didn't realize the door shut behind him.
That's a hot
owner
dog.
Owner turns on the oven to preheat it. To make a casserole.
If you turn on an oven, you're going to notice if there's an animal inside the oven.
Nah, man, not if your light's broken, which it was this time.
For the inventor of the hot dog.
Yeah.
Well, we're covering a lot of ground tonight, Tim. We're covering a lot of ground.
Far and wide. That is our reach. Far and wide.
You know,
and
my
fleeting.
Shining light was the blue paint gag that Principal Tardio, the Heavens Principal Tardio at the school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, the one where it gets dumped on him from above? Or the
The footprints. But just when the paint came out of the car, they went to a lot of trouble for that gag. That's a funny gag.
Yeah.
You know.
Cool, man.
You got to respect that.
Cool, man. I dig it.
I feel like I'm running out of conversation about grown-ups, too.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I'll give you my shining light. Let me pick up that ball, which you've so ably run with for the last few yards.
I've been running down the rugby field with a ball.
I thought you were NFL man.
Trying to score.
Did you change coats?
Trying to score a try.
Good man. What a good man.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So my shining light is that Braden Higgins is secretly a fucking good actor, man.
Yeah, you're really loving Braden Higgins during this during this watch.
Really enjoyed his performance.
And you were yelling it. You were shouting out about Braden Higgins.
Oh, look, I'll scream it from the rooftops. Braden Higgins is a good ass
the
actor.
The people need to know about Braden Higgins.
I'm going to tell everyone I meet in Hollywood to hire Braden Higgins, and they won't know who I'm talking about.
No, of course they won't.
But he's in Hunger Games, and everyone tells me he's great in there, but he's a dick.
Do you know his name?
I mean, his character in Hunger Games is a dick. Do I know his name?
Yeah.
No, dude.
No,
I'd be saying it if I knew it.
Neither do I. As far as I know, he's just a guy called Braden Higgins.
He's Braden Higgins, yeah.
And he's a warlock.
I'm really scared that the following thing's going to happen, okay?
Tell me what you're scared about.
We're going to end the podcast and we're going to go for a wander in the desert with a torch because it's so attractive. That seems like such a cool thing to do. Well, and we're going to fucking die out there.
That's obviously what we're going to do. We're not going to die. I'm really good with coyotes.
Okay.
And scorpions and whatever other things they have here.
Nah, I don't reckon we'll run into any scorpions.
Well, it's hard to say. Scorpions are only little. You said you were going to tuck your socks into your pants. Are you going to do that?
That's when I thought it was a real threat.
What?
I'm not convinced it is.
Scorpions are a real threat.
Yeah, but we'll be chucking a light around. Won't they scurry?
No, they might be attracted to the light.
Nah, not scorpions. They're fraidy cats.
What do you think would be a good...
Do you know if you pour alcohol on a scorpion, it will sting itself to death? So, like, if you...
Just go walking around with a beer?
Not beer. Beer's not strong enough. But if you have a spirit, if you've got something like whiskey or vodka and you pour it on a scorpion, it will kill itself by stinging itself. It goes crazy.
I didn't know that. The more you know, eh?
It's a good fact. We should have bought some vodka so that we could kill scorpions. I'm not saying it's kind of weird when you string it together, but...
I didn't come out of the desert to kill scorpions. I came out of the desert to conquer grown-ups too.
Well, we did that, for sure. Guy... I feel like this is a good place to leave it. I feel like if these are our last words before we go out into the desert for our untimely death, I'm happy with the life I've led.
Yeah.
I'm sad for the people I'd be leaving behind, but
I'd like to say
they'll be okay. They're all strong people.
I'd like to thank Grown Ups 2 for bringing us to the desert.
Yeah.
I think that was a very good thing of Grown Ups 2 to do, to host us out here.
Thanks, peeps.
you know, it's a very expensive movie that we've watched a lot of times, and now we're going to go for a walk in the desert.
Possibly die.
So thanks very much for listening. We're not going to die.
We might, though.
We've got muesli bars.
Well, that changes everything.
We're definitely not going to die of malnutrition.
No, I'd never suggest... It's something's going to kill us.
Nothing's going to kill us.
Shit. Uh-oh. I think I broke the torch. Oh, no, I did break the torch. Damn it. That's
you didn't break
really
the torch.
A game changer.
You broke the cord it's attached to.
Bugger.
Anyway, we've been the worst idea of all time.
And we'll
truly
catch you
living up to our name.
We'll catch you at CineFamily, or never,
yeah,
as the case may be.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Sincerely, like, what are you up to?
You can follow us on Facebook.
Don't, though.
Don't watch the movie.
Don't
follow
us.
For the love
us,
of God,
don't watch
the movie.
Don't listen to this podcast. Just go about your business. Pretend we're not in the room.
Yeah, just have a normal life.
Okay. All right, we love you guys. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.